Located just on the outskirts of Gainesville, Georgia, the athletic center on the University of North Georgia campus has just been bombed. 18-year-old Chelsea Cunningham is getting fake injuries glued on. Cunningham just graduated from high school and wants to go into the medical field, so she joined about 20 other volunteers to act as victims of a bombing.
My intestines are falling out. I got sliced right here, and then we're going to lay out and wait for EMS to come and rescue us.
There's a lighthearted feeling of Halloween with lots of people joking about being on the Walking Dead TV show. But once the volunteers are told to start, the scene quickly becomes very unsettling. There are blood splatters on the floor and injured people scattered across the basketball court. Alongside them are dismembered dummies. Courtney Twellinger is chairman of the Georgia Association of Emergency Medical Services. He says the simulation isn't a test of the paramedics.
No, nobody's taken. You know, we're not saying this is you pass, you fail, you made an A, you made a C. That's not the intent. The intent is for us to learn and for us, and using the knowledge that we gather here today, to change the way we train, change the way we equip. All these medics are good medics.
Participating EMS personnel came from various counties, including Hall, Clark, and the Metro Atlanta area. They had to take victims out on gurneys, load them into ambulances, then decide which hospital to transport them to, depending on their injuries. Paramedic Christy Cole said this simulation highlighted the difficulties of communication.
It's good practice for us to kind of see where our deficiencies are, what we're doing good, you know, things we can improve on, that kind of stuff. This has been a little bit chaotic, though. We're not, all of these counties, none of us are used to working together at all, so it kind of makes it a little bit difficult.
GEMA holds training exercises like this once a year. This is the second one aimed exclusively for EMS personnel. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.